101 Dalmatians. Retold by Marie Crook. Text copyright Pearson Education Limited, 2012. Recording copyright Pearson Education Limited, 2012. Copyright 2012, Disney. Based on the book, The 101 Dalmatians by Dodie Smith, published by the Viking Press. All rights reserved. Unauthorized copying, reproduction, hiring, lending, public performance, and broadcasting prohibited. Roger and his Dalmatian dog, Pongo, live in London. Every day, Pongo looks out of the window, bored and a little sad. Pongo wants to have a family one day. He wants Roger to have one too. One day, Roger takes Pongo for a walk in the park. They meet Anita and Perdita there. Anita is a beautiful woman, and Perdita is her beautiful Dalmatian dog. Roger smiles at Anita, and Pongo smiles at Perdita. Roger and Anita fall in love. They are very happy. Pongo and Perdita are also in love. "Let's start a family," Perdita says. "Yes, let's," Pongo says. "I would like to have some puppies." Some weeks later, 15 puppies arrive. They all have beautiful coats, white fur with black spots. One day, they hear a beep outside. Oh no! It's Cruella de Vil! Pongo and Perdita do not like Anita's old school friend, Cruella. Cruella is wearing her fur coat. She loves fur, and she loves the Dalmatians' beautiful coats. "Where are the puppies?" she asks Anita. "I would like to buy them all. Today." Cruella smiles a terrible smile. Cruella wants a new fur coat, white with black spots. "Oh no," Roger says. "You can't buy the puppies. They are our family." Cruella is very angry. She wants the puppies. And she has an idea. The next evening, Roger and Anita take Pongo and Perdita for a walk to the park. The puppies stay at home. Two bad men are waiting outside. They see Roger and Anita leave, and they go into the house. Roger and Anita come back, and the puppies are not there. "We have to get help," Pongo and Perdita say. They go to the park, and they bark and bark. They are calling for help. Some animals in the country hear their call, and they start to look for the puppies. Sergeant Tibbs the cat says, "I can hear a noise." Tibbs and his friends are near Cruella de Vil's house. "Perhaps it's the puppies. Let's look inside." Back in London, Pongo and Perdita are very sad. We have to find our puppies, they say. That night, they jump through a window and run to the park. They speak to a friend.
We know where your puppies are, he says. They are at Cruella de Vil's house in the country.
Cruella de Vil? Pongo and Perdita cry. Suddenly, they understand. We have to go now, they shout.
Tibbs the cat sees the puppies through Cruella's window. He starts to count them.
13, 14, 15,
he says. He knows they are Pongo and Perdita's puppies. Suddenly, he stops and listens.
Cruella is talking to the two bad men.
I must have my Dalmatian coat tonight, she shouts.
Tibbs is angry now.
Don't hurt them, he cries.
Then he jumps through the window and into the house. Suddenly, Pongo and Perdita arrive.
They see their puppies.
They see a lot of puppies. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Pongo and Perdita jump at the men.
Tibbs helps the puppies outside.
Tibbs says goodbye, and the puppies run into the cold, dark night. Pongo and Perdita follow them through the snow, and Cruella and the men follow in their cars. The Dalmatians run faster than the cars.
The Dalmatians find a small village, and they hide in an old building.
It is very dirty in there, but Pongo has an idea.
Play in the dirt, puppies, he says.
They are very surprised.
We can get dirty. Hooray!
Soon they understand. Now their coats are not white with black spots. The Dalmatians are black dogs now.
They jump into a truck. Cruella sees only black dogs.
But one puppy gets wet, and suddenly Cruella can see the spots.
Catch them, Cruella cries.
She is very angry.
Goodbye,
the Dalmatians laugh from the back of the truck. Cruella and the two bad men drive dangerously through the snow. They go faster and faster and faster, and then crash!
Roger and Anita are very sad. They are waiting for Pongo and Perdita to come home with their puppies.
Suddenly, the door opens and Pongo, Perdita, and a lot of very dirty and very excited puppies run into the room.
Roger and Anita count the dogs.
101 Dalmatians, they cry.
What can we do with all these puppies? Anita asks.
Roger smiles. They can stay, he says. We can be one big, happy family. One very big, happy family.